إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فما زلت معكم في التعليق على كتاب منهج السالكين وتوضيح الفقه في الدين للشيخ العلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله تعالى، المتوفى سنة 76 و300 بعد 1000 من الهجرة النبوية.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد, we are continuing our commentary on the book Manhaj al-Salikin, authored by the great esteemed scholar, الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله تعالى, who died in the year 1376 after هجرة.
قال رحمه الله تعالى: والأشياء النجسة بول الآدمي وعذرته والدم، إلا أنه يعفى عن الدم اليسير، ومثله الدم المسفوح من الحيوان المأكول دون الذي يبقى في اللحم والعروق فإنه طاهر. ومن النجاسات بول وروث كل حيوان محرم أكله، والسباع كلها نجسة، وكذلك الميتات إلا ميتة الآدمي وما لا نفس له سائلة، والسمك والجراد لأنها طاهرة. قال تعالى: حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم إلى آخرها. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن لا ينجس حيا ولا ميتا. وقال: أحل لنا ميتتان ودمان، فأما الميتتان فالحوت والجراد، وأما الدمان فالكبد والطحال. رواه أحمد وابن ماجه.
The author, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said, and the things that are considered to be filthy is the urine and feces of the human being and blood, except for a small amount of blood that is pardoned, and like it is the blood which spills and gushes forth from the animal when it is slaughtered, and that is the animal which is permissible to eat, and the blood that remains in the blood vessels and the meat of the animal, this is not considered to be filthy. The author says this is pure. And another of the things which are considered to be filthy is the urine and feces of every animal that is impermissible to eat naturally, and also any beasts like lions and tigers and so forth. All of these things are considered to be filthy, and likewise dead animals, except for the dead human being, and anything that does not have dripping blood as well is considered to be pure, and fish and locusts, because all of these things are considered to be pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that what has been prohibited upon you all is the dead animal and the blood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the believer does not become filthy whether he is alive or dead. And he also said, two dead animals are permissible for us to eat and two types of blood. As for the two dead animal that is permissible for us to eat, it is the fish and the locust. And as for the two bloods, it is the spleen and the liver.
ذكر رحمه الله تعالى الأشياء أو الأعيان النجسة أي الأشياء التي يجب إزالتها ويحرم استخدامها.
He mentioned, may Allah have mercy upon him, the things which are considered to be filthy, and that is that a person must remove from their body, and it is not permissible to use them or consume them.
وهذه الأمور خبيثة.
And these things, they are filthy.
وضارة.
And they are harmful.
مجمع للجراثيم.
And it is a ward for and a harbor for germs.
وتؤثر في صحة الإنسان.
And it has ill effects on the health of the human being.
بما ركب الله فيها ذلك.
No. That is because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in them.
وهذه النجاسات ابتلاء من الله سبحانه وتعالى.
And these types of filth, these filthy things, they are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ولو شاء لجعلها كلها طاهرة.
And if he desired, he would have made all of them pure.
قال تعالى وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and when Allah tested Ibrahim and burdened him with particular statements.
وهي أمور متعلقة بالطهارة.
And they are things having to do, these things are having to do with purification.
فلذلك يجب على الإنسان أن يعرف هذه الأشياء.
For this reason, it is obligatory upon the human being to know these things
حتى يبتعد عنها.
So that he can stay away from them.
ويحرص على طهارة بدنه وثوبه وبقعته وخلوه منها.
And the individual should be mindful in keeping their body and their clothing and their place of salah, they should, and their place, they should keep free of these things and pure.
وأول هذه الأشياء بول الآدمي.
And the first of these filthy things is the urine of the human being.
وبول الآدمي هو عصارة أو يعني خلاصة الدم في البدن.
And the urine of the human being, it is actually the
يعني السموم التي تكون في الدم.
It is the poisons and the waste that is comes from the blood.
وهذا من عمل الكلية التي في الجسد التي هو جهاز البولي وأساسه الكلية.
And this is from the function of the kidneys in the body.
ويتجمع هذا البول في المثانة.
في
المثانة.
المثانة. And all of this urine it gathers up in the bladder.
ويخرج عبر مخرج البول من الرجل ومن المرأة.
And then it leaves the woman or the man from the path of the urinary tract.
وهو إذا وصل إلى المثانة يصلها نجسا.
And once these wastes from the body gather into the bladder and reach the bladder, they become filthy by this.
فلو أن الإنسان عنده مرض في مخرج البول.
So if an individual, for example, has a problem in their urinary tract,
ومد له أنبوب من المثانة إلى خارج جسده,
and they have a hose or something coming from their bladder out of their body,
فإنه بول.
This is going to be considered urine, what comes out.
ولو فرض أن الإنسان طعن في مثانته وخرج هذا فهو بول.
And also if, for example, an individual were to be stabbed in their bladder and it came out, this liquid came out, this is considered to be urine.
وبول الإنسان ذكرا كان أو أنثى نجس.
And the urine of the human being, whether they be male or female, is considered to be filthy.
بما دلت عليه السنة والإجماع.
And this is due to the evidence from the Sunnah and also the consensus.
قال عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما.
عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما mentioned.
مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقبرين.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by two graves.
فقال إنهما يعذبان.
And he said, these two individuals in these graves, they are being tortured.
وما يعذبان في كبير.
And they are not being tortured because of something that is very major.
ألا إنه كبير.
But it is very major.
أما أحدهما فكان لا يتنزه من البول.
As for one of them, he did not used to purify himself from urine.
لماذا عذب في قبره لأنه كان لا يتحرز من البول.
Why is it that he was being punished in his grave? It was because he was not protecting himself from urine getting on him.
بسبب أنه نجس.
Because urine is filthy.
وأما الآخر فكان يمشي بالنميمة.
And as for the second of these two, he used to walk and carry tales between the people.
هذا يدل على أن بول الآدمي نجس.
This is an indication that the urine of the human being is considered filthy.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned.
يرش من بول الغلام.
That the urine of the infant, the male, the infant boy, is to be sprinkled on. Water is to be sprinkled on it.
وهذا الغلام إذا كان دون السنة دون لم يأكل الطعام.
And this infant boy, in order to purify his urine in this particular fashion, is under the condition that this infant boy has not yet eaten table food.
ويغسل من بول الجارية البنت.
And he also mentions, صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the urine of the infant girl should be washed.
فدل على أن غير الغلام.
So it's an evidence. This is an evidence that other than the anything aside from the urine of the infant boy,
وهم الكبار,
and it is the adult urine,
أو الغلام الذي أكل,
or the male, the young boy who has eaten table food,
وكذلك البنات,
or the girls, female,
يغسل من بولهم.
They must. Their urine, in order to purify it, it must be washed.
ولا يغسل إلا إذا كان نجسا.
And the only reason that something would be washed is that it would be filthy.
وقد أجمع العلماء على أن بول الآدمي ذكرا كان أو أنثى فإنه نجس إلا بول الغلام الذي لم يأكل اللحم لم يأكل الطعام.
And the scholars have come to consensus and agreement that the urine of the human being, whether the male or female urine, it is considered to be filthy except for the urine of the infant boy who has not yet eaten table food.
والبول نجس ولو كانت منه قطرة.
And urine is filthy even if it was just one drop.
ويجب غسل الثوب والبدن منها.
And it is obligatory to purify the garments and the body from it.
وإذا شك أن في هذا الثوب جاء بول,
and if the individual is doubtful on whether or not there was any urine in this garment,
فليغسله.
Then the individual should wash the garment.
أو الموضع الذي يظن أن فيه البول.
Or wash the area where they think that the urine may have fallen.
إلا إذا كان عنده وسوسة فلا يلتفت إلى الوسوسة.
Unless this individual is being whispered to by a shaitan often, then he should not pay any mind to it.
الأمر الثاني من الأعيان النجسة.
The second thing which is considered to be filthy.
عذرة الإنسان أي برازه.
Is the feces of the human being.
وهو بقايا السموم والطعام الخارج من الأمعاء.
And this is the what it remains. And the waste of the poisons and the food that the individual consumes that comes from the intestines.
ويحصل هذا في الأمعاء الغليظة.
And all of this occurs in the intestine.
فلو خرج طعام يعني طعن الإنسان في بطنه في الأمعاء الدقيقة فخرج من الطعام فليس بنجس.
So if an individual were stabbed, for example, in their stomach, in the intestines.
Stomach يعني إيش؟
مش عارف أنا ال.
Stomach يعني المعدة صح؟
أمعاء يعني.
لا الأمعاء الدقيقة التي تربط بين المعدة وبين الأمعاء الغليظة القولون.
Which one is it? The colon? Ah, نعم. So if a person has stabbed in their intestines in their stomach, for example, this is not considered to be filth. This is considered to be food.
إنما النجاسة في الطعام الذي أو بقايا الطعام الذي في الأمعاء الغليظة.
What is considered to be filth is the remnants of food and the waste that is found in the colon.
حيث توجد البكتيريا التي تؤثر في بقايا الطعام وتحصل له هذه النجاسة.
Where the bacteria is found in this waste product of the food that causes it to be filthy.
فلو أن شخصا عنده مشكلة في موضع إخراج البراز.
So if an individual, for example, has a problem in their colon.
ومدوا له لي يخرج منه من الأمعاء الغليظة.
And they have a tube going into their lower intestine that connects to the colon to bring out the feces from there.
فهذا يكون نجسا.
This is considered, what comes out is considered to be filthy.
لكن الإنسان الذي يكون مريضا.
But the individual who is sick.
وعنده هذا الأنبوب.
And he has this, عنده هذا.
الأنبوب الخارج.
And he has this tube coming out of his stomach.
سواء من البول أو من الغائط المثانة يعني أو الأمعاء.
Whether this be from their bladder or from their colon.
هذا لا يتحكم بإخراج الخارج من السبيلين كما يتحكم في الخارج من السبيلين. لا يتحكم في الأنبوب هو.
This individual does not have control over what comes out of this tube, what comes out of this hose, like he does what comes out of the urinary tract and the anus.
فهذا يعامل معاملة من به سلس بول.
So this individual, he has the ruling of an individual who has a problem in their bladder that they cannot urine continues to leak out.
يتوضأ لكل وقت صلاة.
They need to make wudu for every salah once the time begins.
مثلا يتوضأ لوقت صلاة الظهر.
For example, for dhuhr they make wudu in the time of dhuhr salah.
يصلي بهذا الوضوء سنة الظهر القبلية والبعدية والفريضة.
The person is to make with this wudu the sunnah before dhuhr and the sunnah after dhuhr and dhuhr itself.
ولو أراد أن يصلي نوافل إلى العصر.
And even if the individual wanted to continue to make salah until عصر.
فلا ينتقض هذا الوضوء بما يخرج من الأنبوب.
And this wudu that they have, whatever comes out of this tube in this case, it will, it's called a catheter, right? Whatever comes out of this tube during this time, it is not considered to be something that will break their wudu.
إلا إذا نقض الوضوء بشيء آخر.
Unless the individual breaks their wudu with something else.
وإلا يبقى الوضوء معه إلى وقت العصر.
Otherwise, the wudu will continue to be intact until the time of عصر.
فإذا جاء وقت العصر يجب أن يتوضأ من جديد.
So once عصر time comes, it is obligatory upon the person to make wudu again.
نعم. إذن براز الآدمي ذكرا كان أو أنثى غلاما أو بنتا كله نجس.
So the defecation, the feces of the human being, whether they are male or female or old or young, or the infant, this is all considered to be filthy.
ودل على نجاسة الغائط الكتاب والسنة والإجماع.
And what has indicated that feces is filthy is the Quran and the Sunnah and the consensus of the scholars.
الرسول عليه رب العزة والجلال يقول فإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى said if any of you are sick or traveling or came from defecating.
فخروج الغائط من الإنسان ينقض الوضوء.
So defecation, feces coming out of the human being, this is something that breaks a person's wudu.
ودلت السنة على أنه نجس.
And the sunnah has indicated that this is something filthy.
وأيضا أجمع العلماء على نجاسة الغائط.
And likewise, the scholars, they have come to consensus that feces is filthy.
وقد جاء عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه مرة لرسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام بروثة حمار فقال إنه ركس يعني رجس نجس.
And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه brought the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم a donkey's droppings, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "This is filthy."
فجميع الأرواث وجميع البراز وجميع الغائط نجس.
So all of the droppings and all of the feces and all of the urine is considered to be filthy.
إلا روث الحيوان مأكول اللحم.
Except for the droppings of an animal that is permissible to eat its meat.
مثل الغنم والبقر والإبل.
Like sheep and goats and cows and camels.
والغزال.
And deer.
والدجاج والطيور التي تؤكل.
And chicken and birds that are permissible to eat.
فإن هذه طاهرة الروث والبول.
These different animals, all of these animals, their urine and their feces is considered to be pure.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاءه العرنيون فقال يعني فأمرهم أن يشربوا من أبوال الإبل وألبانها.
So the group of individuals known as the عرنيون, they came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he told them to drink from the camel's milk and urine.
فبول الإبل يستخدم دواء.
So the urine of the camel is used as a medicine.
والدواء لا يجوز أن يكون نجسا.
And medicine, it is not permissible for it to be. No medicine is permissible to be used if it is filthy.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام تداووا عباد الله ولا تداووا بحرام.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Use medicine, O slaves of Allah, and do not use medicine that is from haram."
فبول وروث الحيوانات مأكولة اللحم شرعا طاهرة.
So the urine and feces of the animal which is legislatively permissible to eat, it is considered to be pure.
الأمر الثالث من الأعيان النجسة الدم المسفوح.
The third thing of the filthy things is the spilled blood.
يعني الذي يجري.
The blood that flows.
أو الدم الذي هو دم حيض أو نفاس ولو قطرة.
Or blood of postpartum or menstruation blood. This is all considered to be filthy even if just one drop.
بالإجماع يعني يكون دم الحيض والنفاس نجس.
And the scholars have come to consensus and agreement that the postpartum and menstrual blood is considered filthy.
وقد سئل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عن دم الحيض يصيب الثوب فقال تقرصه وتغسله.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was also asked regarding menstruation blood that gets on a garment. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said she should wash it and then wring it out.
وكذلك دم الاستحاضة.
Likewise, the blood of استحاضة, which is blood that comes because of a problem a woman has, so she is bleeding.
فهذا أيضا من الدم النجس.
This is considered, so she is bleeding from her vagina, that is not menstrual blood or postpartum blood. This is also considered to be filthy.
واختلف العلماء في دم الإنسان والحيوان غير دم الحيض والنفاس والاستحاضة.
And the scholars have differed regarding the blood of the human being and the animal aside from the blood of postpartum and menstrual.
فذهب جمهور العلماء إلى أن الدم المسفوح نجس.
So the majority of the scholars, they are of the opinion that flowing blood and gushing blood, it is filthy.
يعني الذي يسيل.
Meaning that it flows.
يعني مثل دم الرعاف إذا نزل.
Like for example, if an individual were to get a nosebleed.
أو إذا جرح في يده وسال الدم.
Or if they were to be cut, for example, in their arm and then the blood were to drip down.
فجمهور العلماء على أن هذا الدم نجس.
So the majority of the scholars, they say that this blood is considered filthy.
وحكى بعض العلماء الإجماع على ذلك.
And some of the scholars mention that this is something agreed upon amongst the scholars.
واستدلوا بقول الله تعالى حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير نعم قل لا أجد فيما أوحي إلي محرما على طاعم يطعمه إلا أن يكون ميتة أو دما مسفوحا أو لحم خنزير فإنه رجس.
And they used as an evidence to support this the statement of Allah, say, I do not find in anything that has been revealed to me that is impermissible for someone to eat, except unless it is a dead animal or flowing blood or the meat of swine, for indeed it is filthy.
فقال تعالى هنا أو دما مسفوحا.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned here flowing blood.
وفي الآية فإنه رجس.
And in that verse he said, indeed these things are filth.
يعني نجس.
Meaning it is filthy.
وبعض العلماء قال إن الدم دم الآدم المسفوح ليس نجسا.
And some of the scholars mentioned that the flowing blood of a human being is not considered to be filthy.
وذلك أن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم كانوا يجاهدون وتصيب ثيابهم الدماء.
And that is because the companions رضي الله عنهم, they used to go to jihad and they would get blood on their clothing.
وكانوا يصلون في ثيابهم.
And they used to make salah in the same garments.
ومرة عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه صلى في ثوب بعد أن ذبح جزورا وفي أثر جسده في ثوبه أثر الدم وصلى.
And in one narration, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he slaughtered a camel and then he went to pray with some of this blood and traces of this blood on his clothing.
والأحوط أن يغسل الدم إذا جاء على ثوبه أو جسده.
And what is safer is that the individual wash the blood off of their body or their clothing.
حتى يخرج من الخلاف.
In order that the individual not be in so that they can remove themselves from the differing.
إلا إذا كان دما يسيرا.
Unless it is a very small amount of blood.
فإنه يعفى عنه.
This small amount is pardonable.
وفي ذلك فتاوى لبعض الصحابة مثل عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهم.
And the companions رضي الله عنهم, some of them they have some fatawa mentioned, stating this, like Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه.
مثل الإنسان يخرج منه الدم قليل قطرة قطرتين.
Like for example, an individual has a little bit of blood come out of their body, like a few drops.
أو تأتي على الثوب قطرة.
Or have a drop of blood come onto their garment.
لا يضر هذا.
This will not harm anything.
والأفضل غسلها.
And what's better is to wash it.
الأمر الرابع من الأعيان النجسة.
The fourth thing that is considered to be filth.
الميتة.
Is the dead animal.
لكن قبل هذا ما يتعلق بالدم ما يتعلق بالدم.
And before this, something that also has to do with blood.
الدماء على أنواع.
Blood is different types.
فالإنسان إذا ذبح الخروف أو الجمل أو البقرة.
So if an individual were to slaughter a camel or a cow or a sheep.
يتبقى أحيانا قليل من الدم في العروق.
Some of its blood will remain in its vessels, its blood vessels in the meat.
لا يضر هذا.
This won't hurt anything.
كذلك الدم الموجود في السمك.
Likewise, the blood that is found in the fish.
حلال.
This is permissible.
طاهر. ليس من النجس.
It is pure. It is not considered to be filthy.
كذلك الكبد والطحال.
Likewise is the spleen and the liver.
هو تجمع دماء.
This is a place where blood gathers.
لكنها طاهرة.
But it is considered to be pure.
ويجوز أن تؤكل.
And it is permissible to eat.
نعم. قال ومن النجاسات بول وروث كل حيوان محرم أكله أو محرم أكله يعني أنه كما سبق ذكره أن بول الحيوانات التي لا تؤكل مثل السباع الأسود والنمور والتمساح وغيرها من الحيوانات فإن التي هي مفترسة أو الطيور المفترسة مثل النسر والصقر ونحو ذلك فإن هذا يعني فإن هذا نجس.
So the author says, and of the different types of filth as well is the urine and feces of every impermissible animal to eat, like the urine and feces of an eagle or a falcon or something like this.
أما ما يجوز أكله فبوله وروثه طاهر.
As for the animals which are permissible to eat, its urine and feces is considered to be pure.
والحيوانات التي لا يجوز أكلها.
And the animals which are not permissible to eat.
أولا الخنزير.
The first of these animals is the swine.
وهو أقبحها وأخبثها.
And it is the most grotesque and filthy of them.
الثاني ما له أنياب من السباع.
The second is the beast that has fangs that it. نعم.
فهذا لا ي... نعم. فأنياب السباع مثل الأسد.
Like a lion, for example.
والكلب.
Or a dog.
والهر.
Or a cat.
وجميع الحيوانات ذات الأنياب التي هي السباع المفترسة.
And that is any animal that has fangs that it used to hunt. It is a predatory animal and it has fangs to hunt and it is a beast.
كذلك الفيل.
Likewise the elephant.
كذلك الحيوانات البرمائية.
And also the animals which are in the water, live both in and outside of the water.
من المفترسة.
And that is the predatory animals.
كالتمساح.
Like the alligator.
وفرس النهر.
And the.
فرس النهر يأكل حيوانات ولا يأكل عشب؟
والله مش عارف شو فرس.
إذا له يعني أنياب فهو حرام.
شو فرس النهر؟ مش عارف المصري.
لا بأس إن شاء الله.
نعم. فرس النهر. Oh, the hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. هذا يأكل.
إذا يأكل حيوانات يحرم.
The hippopotamus it eats meat. Vegetarian.
إذا يأكل اللحوم فهو حرام.
If it
إذا له أنياب.
If it eats meat and has fangs, then it is impermissible.
فهذه الحيوانات التي هي يحرم أكلها.
So these are the animals which are impermissible to eat.
وكذلك كل ذي مخلب من الطير
يفترس به. Any bird that has claws, it has talons that it uses to hunt.
مثل النسور والصقور.
Like falcons and eagles.
فهذه لا يجوز أكلها.
All of these animals impermissible to eat.
وبولها نجس.
And its urine is filthy.
وروثها.
And its feces.
ولا تحلها الذكاء.
And it is not made permissible by slaughtering.
فلو جئت بالأسد وذبحته.
So if you were to take a lion and slaughter it.
فهو ميتة.
It is considered to be a dead animal.
لأن الذبح لا يبيحه.
Because its slaughtering will not make it permissible.
فالحيوانات المفترسة لا فرق بين أن تموت بالصعق أو بالضرب أو بالذبح.
So the predatory animals, it is no difference whether they are killed by way of electric shock or beating or slaughtering.
لأنه يحرم أكلها.
It is all impermissible to eat.
أما الشاه والبعير والغنم والماذا والحصان وماذا أيضا.
As for the sheep and the camel and the goat and the horse
والدجاج ونحو ذلك
and the chicken and these types of things.
فهذه لا تباح إلا بالتذكية.
These things are not made permissible. These things are not permissible to eat unless they are slaughtered properly.
أما إذا ماتت بالضرب أو بالصعق أو سقطت من على الجبل فهي حرام.
But if it is killed by way of beating or electric shock or by way of falling, these things are considered to be haram.
لا تحلها إلا الذكاء.
These things are not made permissible and not halal to eat unless they are slaughtered.
أما الحيوانات المحرمة الأكل.
As for the animals that are impermissible to eat,
كالخنزير,
like the swine
والحمار الأهلي,
and the domesticated donkey
والبغل,
and the mule,
وكذلك الحيوانات التي لها أنياب,
and likewise is the animals that have fangs,
والطيور التي لها مخالب تفترس بها,
and the birds that have talons that they hunt with.
فيحرم أكلها.
These things are impermissible to eat.
وذبحها لا يحلها.
And slaughtering these things will not make them permissible.
حتى لو سميت الله عليها.
Even if you mention Allah's name upon them.
لأنها حرام.
Because they are impermissible.
النوع الرابع.
The fourth type.
ما أمر الشرع من أو النوع الثالث. النوع الثالث. لأنه أول شيء الخنزير. وبعدين اللي هو وأمثاله كالحمار والبغل والثاني ما يعني ما له ناب من السباع ومخلب من الطير نوع واحد نخليها النوع الثالث ما أمر الشرع بقتله.
Okay, the first two types that we mentioned is like the swine and the domesticated donkey and these things which are impermissible to eat. The second type we mentioned was the beast that has fangs that it hunts with. It is a predatory animal, or also the bird that has talons that it hunts with. These things, this is the second type, are impermissible to eat. The third type, which is impermissible to eat, is the animals which are we are commanded to kill when we see them.
إذن مثل الفواسق الخمسة التي أمر الشر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بقتلها في الحل والحرام.
Like the five فواسق, these five animals that are called the فواسق that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded that they be killed in يعني whether a person is in إحرام or
يعني حتى لو الإنسان محرم.
Even if an individual is in a state of إحرام.
وهي الحية.
And that is the snake,
والعقرب,
and the scorpion,
والفأرة,
and the mouse,
والغراب والأبقع,
and the الأبقع يعني الأسود.
يعني الأسود اللي فيه نقط بيضاء.
نعم. And the dotted crow.
والحدأة.
والحدأة نسيتها. إيش الحدأة؟
نشوف لك المترجم.
إيش الحدأة؟ ها؟
أي نعم.
إيش؟ ايش الحدايه
هي بني او اسود
A vulture, yes, a vulture. له عنق طويل كذا
لا عنق صغير عادي هذا ايش
A buzzard نعم
ترجمه
The Sheikh translated it نعم
فالحدأ ايضا يجب قتلها
So the buzzard, it is obligatory to kill it, whether it be a person in a state of ihram or not.
فهذه يجب قتلها.
These things are obligatory to kill.
وهي نجسة.
And they are filthy.
ولا يجوز أكلها.
And it is not permissible to consume them.
وإذا مست الإنسان فهي نجاسة تغسل جسدك منها أو ثوبك.
And if they if any of this animal gets on an individual, on their body or on their clothing, their garment, they need to wash it. It's obligatory to wash it off.
النوع الرابع.
The fourth type.
ما نهى الشرع عن قتله.
What the legislation prohibited be killed.
كالضفدع.
Like the frog.
والهدهد.
And the robin.
وطائر اسمه الصرد.
And a bird that is called a surad in the Arabic language.
فهذه لا يجوز أكلها.
These animals, it is not permissible to eat them.
والنمل كذلك.
And also ants.
ولا يحل يعني للإنسان أن يأكلها ولا أن يقتلها.
It is not permissible for the human being to kill these things or to eat them.
وإذا ماتت حتف أنفها يعني هذه الحيوانات وهي الهدهد والصرد وكذا فهي نجسة أيضا.
إذا ماتت؟
أي نعم يعني إذا ذبحتها فهي نجسة.
And if an individual were to slaughter any of these animals like the frog or the robin or any of these things, it is still considered to be a dead animal.
الخامس.
The fifth.
ما يستقذره العرب من الحشرات ونحوها.
The fifth is what the Arabs used to reject.
كالصراصير ونحوها.
And see to be filthy like cockroaches, for example.
فهذه خبيثة متولدة في النجاسات.
These are filthy animals which multiply in filth.
فهي نجسة.
They are also filthy.
ولا يجوز أكلها.
And it is not permissible to eat them.
نعم. قال وكذلك والسباع كلها نجسة سبق. وكذلك الميتات.
And he mentioned, the author goes on to say, and also the dead animals.
وهو ما مات حتف أنفه من حيوانات مأكولة اللحم من الحيوانات مأكولة اللحم.
And the dead animal is that which was killed, it died in spite of itself.
بغير ذبح شرعي.
Of those things which are permissible to eat and they were not slaughtered a legislative slaughtering before they were died.
وكذلك جميع ميتات ما لا يحل أكله كالسباع ونحوها والخنزير ونحو ذلك.
And this goes also for all of the other animals which are not permissible to eat naturally if they are dead, like the beasts and the.
فهي ميتة.
These things are all considered to be dead animals.
ولو ذبحت.
Even if they were slaughtered.
فهي نجسة.
They are still considered to be filthy.
إلا ميتة الآدمي.
Except for the dead of the human being.
فإنه ليس بنجس.
The human being is not considered to be filthy.
لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن لا ينجس.
Due to the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the believer does not become filthy.
وقال تعالى ولقد كرمنا بني آدم.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, indeed we have honored the human being.
قال وما لا نفس له سائلة يعني ميتات الحيوانات التي ليس لها نفس سائلة مثل الذباب.
And he goes on to say, and the something else which is not considered to be filthy is the animals that do not have flowing blood, meaning like flies, for example,
والبعوض,
or mosquitoes,
والعنكبوت,
and the spider.
فهذا دمها ليس بنجس.
This animals, these insects, عنه. These insects, their blood is not considered to be filthy. It is pardoned.
وكذلك السمك كما سبق.
And also the fish as well, like we just mentioned.
دمه ليس بنجس.
Its blood is not considered to be filthy.
وميتته طاهرة.
And its dead is considered to be pure.
وكذلك الجراد.
And likewise the locusts.
الجراد ليس كالبعوض لا نفس له سائلة.
But the locust, it is not like the mosquito. It does not have flowing blood.
لكنه أشبه بالصراصير والحشرات التي تستقذرها العرب.
But it is closer to being like the cockroaches and these types of things that the Arabs see to be revolting.
لكن العرب ما كانت تستقذر الجراد.
But the Arabs, they did not used to see the locust to be, they did not view the locust to be filthy or disgusting.
والشرع استثناه.
And the legislation, it exempted it from being filthy.
فالجراد حلال.
So locust is halal.
يحل أكله.
It is permissible to eat it.
ولو مات فإنه لا ينجس.
Even if it dies, it is not considered to be filthy.
وإذا أتى على الثوب لا ينجسه.
And if it comes on an individual's garment, it is not considered to be filthy either.
ثم ذكر أدلة ما سبق بيانه من الأعيان النجسة.
And then he mentioned
ثم ذكر رحمه الله أدلة ما سبق ذكره من الأعيان النجسة.
And then he mentioned, may Allah have mercy upon him, the evidences for these things which are considered to be filthy.
قال تعالى حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the dead and the blood and the meat of the swine has been made impermissible, prohibited upon you all.
وما أهل لغير الله به.
And what has been slaughtered for other than Allah.
والمنخنقة.
And what has been suffocated, choked.
والموقوذة.
And what has fallen.
يعني التي ضربت فماتت.
What has been beaten to death. نعم.
والمتردية يعني التي سقطت من فوق جبل فماتت.
And what has fallen from above.
والنطيحة أي التي ماتت بسبب نطح غيرها لها.
And what has been budded, head budded by another animal and it died from it.
وما أكل السبع.
And what the
يعني
beast,
صادها كلب أو أسد.
Like a lion or a dog or something hunts this animal and catches it.
فإنها تحرم.
All of these things, if it dies by these methods, it is considered to be haram.
إلا إذا أدركت الصيد حيا.
Unless you catch the this thing, this animal, while it is still alive.
فذبحته.
And then you slaughter it.
جاز أكله.
It is permissible to eat it.
ولم يكن نجسا.
And it is not considered to be filthy in this case.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن لا ينجس.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the believer does not become filthy.
وهذا الحديث متفق عليه.
And this narration is in Bukhari and Muslim.
ولكن ليس فيه حيا ولا ميتا.
But it does not have in it whether he is dead or alive.
لكن هذا من قول ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما.
Rather, this is from the words of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما.
وهو صحيح.
And it is
صحيح.
Authentic.
وقال عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أحل لنا ميتتان ودمان. عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال أحل لنا يعني معشر المسلمين ميتتان ودمان.
عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما he stated that two types of dead animals and two types of blood is permissible for us.
فأما الميتتان فالحوت والجراد.
As for the two dead animals, it is the fish and the locust.
الحوت في لفظ يعني السمك.
The fish, يعني the حوت means fish.
وأما الدمان فالكبد والطحال.
And as for the two types of blood, it is the spleen and the liver.
وهذا الحديث وهذا الأثر عن عبد الله بن عمر رواه الإمام أحمد بن ماجه مرفوعا ولا يصح.
And this narration narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, it was reported by Imam Ahmad and Ibn Majah, and it is not authentic. But it has the ruling of a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he said, it has been made permissible for us. Who has made it permissible for them?
الإسلام.
Islam has.
وهذا مرفوع إلى الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And this is يعني taken from the words of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ويكفي إن شاء الله في الدرس القادم والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.